Happy Talk. I would like to introduce you to some of the visual artists of our area. There are so many of us with really interesting stories about our creations and so few opportunities to be heard. I hope I can convince many of you to visit with me on the air. This Pioneer 90.1 radio interview is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm speaking with Marion Schroeder of Thief River Falls, and we're going to find out some things about her experience as an artist. Marion, how and when did you get started painting?
I started back in the 70s. I painted for Artex Paints. It was kind of like paint by numbers, but I found it a lot of fun. So when an artist came and wanted to give us lessons on oil painting, I jumped at it.
Yeah. Who else influenced you to get started painting?
My friend Darlene Batagler. She was a ceramic teacher, and she thought I should learn how to do something.
Did she figure you could do it?
She figured I could do it. She says, you can do it. You can do it. And I said, I don't know how. I said, I can't even draw a picture. She said, well, yeah, but painting is different. And I find I can't draw a picture with a pencil, but I could take a paintbrush and paint.
Yeah. Did you find it hard to show your work?
Nobody ever looked at it except in my house. Uh-huh. I had pictures all over the house. So.
How did you feel about seeing your work up at church there when we had that exhibit?
Oh, a little bit proud and a little bit embarrassed. People looking at my work was...
It's kind of like people looking at your...
At deep, your soul.
Yeah, at your soul. Yeah, that's right. You know, you've painted a lot of different kinds of things. Where did you find the inspiration for your work? Talk about some of your paintings and where you got the inspiration for them.
Well, my first ones that I painted was a barn in a snowdrift, and it reminded me of the barn on where I grew up, one of the barns, and the house was similar to the houses that I'd lived in, but the big snow drifts and around them, and I just like snow and houses. And one of my friends asked me to paint a picture of a little girl in a tire swing by an old rusty house, and I done that for her, and she just loved it. And then I painted more snow pictures, and then I got into the water. And we went to the ocean, and I saw the ocean, and I thought, oh, and I would take pictures of the waves and paint them. And then we went to Glacier National Park, and my daughter-in-law had been there, and she took a picture of Goose Island, and she said, paint this for me. And so I made one for her, and then I made another one that was bigger. And I like better, but I wanted to trade with her, and she says, no, this is mine.
Have you given away most of your work?
Yeah, I give away. Sold a couple, but not.
Well, you did. You sold a couple. How did you feel about somebody actually paying money?
That's it. They actually paid me. It's hard to set a price on something.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. They would say, oh, how much you want for it? And I said, oh, back there, the paper, mm-hmm. or what do you, pallet stuff, no, what do they call it, that you paint on?
Canvas board?
Canvas boards. I did some on regular canvas and some on the boards. So she, one of my neighbors wanted a picture of a certain lake at sunset. And that was a big picture. But she liked it, and she paid for it. So. Mm-hmm. But I've given away a lot.
Do everybody in your family have one of your paintings?
No.
No?
No.
Do they come around begging?
No.
For you to paint some more?
No.
No?
No. Merle and Lori have the most. And my one brother, I made one of a North Dakota elevator and a railroad track. And that was inspired by North Dakota Hill. When you drive and you see these old elevators, and I painted one of them, and that one turned out good. And I made one of a windmill on a prairie dog road out in South Dakota, I think. So I've done a lot of different, no portraits. I tried making a goose one time, and that didn't turn out. He had too long of a neck. And I painted one of pheasants over a cornfield my grandson has. He said, "Oh, Grandma, I gotta have that." Mm-hmm. "You don't want that. I was gonna throw it in the garbage." And he said, "No, no, no, I want that."
Who's your favorite artist? Or do you have a favorite artist? Or a couple?
Foster's books, but as far as artists go, I never knew any besides you and my one granddaughter.
Have you ever been to an art museum?
I went to Smithsonian in Washington,
wow.
D.C.
What did you think when you went there?
Wow.
Wow is right.
You can't take it all in. It's just...
It's too much, isn't it?
Too much. Especially for half a day.
Half a day, even that is a long
yeah.
time to spend there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just overwhelming. Mm-hmm.
What do you remember from the National Gallery?
That's what I have in our lap. Mother. Oh,
yes, I know who you mean. Gilbert Stuart, Lady in Black. No.
No, it's Whistler's mother.
Whistler's mother, yes,
yeah.
Okay.
She was, that was quite a picture, you know, and I think he copied it of his mother, and I thought that was neat.
Uh-huh. Yeah. What do you, how do you feel when you're painting?
Yes.
You've made some gestures, but now talk about it.
How do you explain? I just enjoyed putting the colors on the paper. Mm-hmm. One thing about it, if you screw up, you can whitewash it off and start over again, mm-hmm. which I did uh-huh. many times on one picture that I made of three sunflowers grouped. It was the worst picture I ever made. My sister-in-law loved it.
Well,
so guess who that one is?
Yeah, I imagine your sister-in-law has that picture.
Somebody even offered her money for it.
Is that right?
And she wouldn't take it.
Uh-huh.
I said, "You should have."
How long ago did you paint? I know you haven't painted
during
for a while.
During the 80s.
During the 80s.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
After we moved from our house in Hunter, I didn't have room to set up my paints, and so I just never got back at it again. Then my eyesight went, so I could probably still paint if I could shut my eyes and paint.
Shut your eyes and paint. Well, that would be pretty abstract. Yeah,
give me the right colors on my brush, and I could probably do it again. I've thought about trying it again, but
yeah, your work was quite detailed. Maybe it wouldn't be so detailed. Maybe it would just have a different character, a different style. But that would be interesting to see you get set up and do that again.
It would be fun to. Mm-hmm. I've still got all my paints and brushes. And I've still got canvases. I tried palette painting, but that didn't look too good. It's a good thing it was a little picture.
Painting with a palette knife?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was... I had to try everything.
Yes. Yeah, well, maybe getting back to the palette knife might be something you could do now.
It'd be abstract painting.
That'd be all right.
That'd be different.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I thank you very much, Marion.
Well, you are welcome.
Tell me a little bit more about yourself.
Oh, what do you want to know about me?
Well, where you're born and your family and where you've lived and what you've done.
Well, I was born down by Staples. I got married and moved to Hunter, North Dakota. And we lived on a farm and we had five children. Lots of hired men to cook for. Then we moved into Hunter when we quit farming, and that's when I started painting. And then after we left Hunter, we moved to Fargo for a couple of years, right across from the mall. And then we moved to Motley to take care of my mother. And after she passed away, we stayed, and then my husband passed away, and I moved to Thief River to be by my daughter and one son. And I have this nice little apartment that I enjoy, and I have met new friends that I will call my friends rather than just people I know.
Well, thank you, Marion. I appreciate you be willing to be my first interviewee.